And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you today? It's just myself and Ron Lane. We're talking bay bass, we're talking fishing, and we're talking fun. Corey's down at El Salto, hopefully pulling out a bunch of green bass, and Pete's just trying to get home, and, you know, we're going to give him a hard time because you should never leave San Diego, man, because you don't need to worry about snowed out and getting home and everything like that.
What was he thinking?
Yeah, right, exactly. But, boy, we got a good one for you today. Lots of fun with Ron and I. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup radio app and network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trinx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trinx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trinx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trinx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great day. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Sailing, kayaks, fishing, everything. It's not fair to call you Fast Lane anymore. You guys do everything now. Traegers, it's the happening place on Mission Bay, and stoked to have you in here, Ron.
But I'm so lucky to be able to sell stuff that I really use and really enjoy.
Yep.
And just the best.
Yeah. It's such the cool spot, and just that whole zone of Mission Bay where Fast Lane is and has been, you know, for the longest time.
40 years.
Such a cool hub of fishing stuff that goes down there. Like, I equate it so much. I know what it's like for you to go to work, because I feel it's the same way, you know, at our shop. Like, when you're down there in the summertime and people are fired up, or even not in the summertime, just when people are down there and fishing, it's just an electric feel. Like, it's a It's a palpable thing that you can feel the buzz going on, and you're in the hub of it.
There's been times where I'll be busy with something that's kind of, you know, like, I don't know, washing the windows, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you look up, and there's a swordfish hanging on the dock, and you go, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful swordfish, and these guys are bringing the, I mean, you've caught several this year. What the heck?
It's wild, man.
I mean, and then, you know, whenever you see a boat coming up with a bunch of carts coming up from it, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
What's that?
And just everything, and kids cruising the dock, and
well,
guys launching
I've seen
boats
more
out.
Of that.
And, yeah,
that's amazing you pick up on that.
Yeah.
The rocks and docks groms are just exploding. I think the Salty Crew guys had a big effect on that because that's making it cool to go fishing again.
That's it. Yeah, they, you know, every day in the shop we see, you know, two or three buds, you know, early teenagers come through with just their backpack and just their rod, and they buy two swim baits and one pack of lead heads, and away they go. And
that's right.
Yeah, you're right. It's a
I
cool
see them
thing.
All the time. they're skateboarding down the sidewalk, and then they'll go off to some corner, and then pretty soon you see them both down standing there, and it's like, I mean, how fun is that?
No doubt.
To grow up in San Diego.
It's the best. And then, like, the first and best graduation from that is to be mobile and have your own boat. And that's what your just absolute specialty has been. Like, you guys took fishing in a kayak to such another level. And it's been really, really fun to watch. I mean, I think about that, the 10 years that I've known you and watched what fishing from a kayak was to what it is now, it's just amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, it is.
I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, those groms, those kids, like Morgan Promnitz,
yeah,
that's running the Hobie Fishing Department. I mean, he's working for me, and he's fishing with Jared, my son, and they're just developing new ways to catch those white sea bass.
So cool.
And, I mean, they're literally in the winter wearing their snowboard jackets out to La Jolla because the gear didn't catch up with the need. Remember the garage art
era?
Yeah. Where
milk crates and rod holders and bungee cords. I totally do.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I just bought a boat from a guy who, and there was a bait tube in it.
Okay.
Remember they used to jig up mackerel, put them in a tube, and pull the tube alongside the boat, and that was the bait tank. I'm like, going, what the heck? This is I should probably put this on the wall and say, there's the beginning of bait tanks.
That's right. You guys and Hobie, like, you remind me of Shimano fishing reels in that, like, every time something new comes out, it's like, oh, that's it. It can literally never get better than it is right now. Like, you're never going to improve on the, you know, on the Hobie Mirage drive. Like, it'll just never happen. This is the pinnacle. And all of a sudden, a couple of years come by, and whatever, the Talica comes out, or a new version of the Trinidad comes out. And it's how could you push forward from where we are now? And you guys just don't stop. It always is getting better.
You know, there are companies like that that are just pioneers.
Yeah.
And what I just got two of those Trank 4s.
Yeah, Trank 400.
400. Man, those are a perfect gap between the 5, and they'll catch those little yellowtails so good.
Yeah,
and
totally.
They can cast them a mile. I love that reel. And I just married them up with some rods that I got, and golly, talk about success.
That's sweet.
You go right out of Mission Bay, and there you are on some yellowtail. Watch the birds, and then those, I couldn't believe how good those reels worked. And, you know, that's funny you mention that, because Hobie, every year, comes up with something that's a game changer.
They do.
And this year was a subtle one, because it was kind of masked by the new 360. That new 360 is just game-changing technology.
So explain what that is. What is the 360? I know we've talked about it a little bit in here, but for those that aren't familiar, like what is the 360?
Well, the Mirage Drive came out over 20 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and there's been developments all along, and they've been working on a Mirage Drive that could point any direction.
And I know we all know, but just for the sake of saying, the Mirage Drive is the pedal system.
Yep.
Keeping your hands totally free, moving your boat with a much, you know, with the part that you work at every day. Everybody walks everywhere every day, and it's so much easier. So that's Mirage Drive. It's just
Mirage Drive,
the pedal system.
Right, and it's like two penguin fins, uh-huh, under there flapping back and forth, which if you look at them, they look like a giant propeller. It's only going halfway, though,
okay,
back and forth. So it's actually, I just think it's faster and easier, more comfortable. It's comfortable motion.
No doubt.
Much better than any other product on the market. Because if there was a better product, I'd be right on it.
They'd be making it, and you'd be selling it.
That's right. And like those kids that use the word for me, you know, have gone up, you know, I feel like the farm team.
Yeah, totally.
You know, these young guys are all inspirational and really good at what they do, and now they're working for Hobie, working with these engineers that are just brilliant. But the 360 came out, and when you point the handle, it will change the Mirage Drive up front, and you can go diagonally, sideways. And so what that does is that makes your mobility or the way to change the boat attitude so efficient that I think tournament guys are going to love this.
Totally.
Now, Derwin Chang, he's one of the guys who go. He's a kayak guy, longtime kayak fisherman, mm-hmm. and he's just been winning so many tournaments. And last year I think he won 3 locally, but he fishes lakes and bays.
Okay.
Well, his wife, for his birthday, bought him a 360. We snuck it in
cool.
his garage. I looked around on the walls, and oh my goodness, every inch of his walls of his garage are lures. Categorized and, you know, just organized.
He's got
all
it
along.
Bad.
He's got it bad. And his wife, you know, was so supportive of this. She actually bought him
a
360, which is our most expensive kayak. Well, make a long story short, he, you know, has won a couple of tournaments on that kayak. He's out pre-fishing for one today. And
cool.
I asked him to come into our open house next weekend and to give a tutorial on how to win that tournament down in San Diego
awesome.
Bay. Because I'm trying to connect more kayakers with these kind of events because it's so fun.
Yeah.
I know you've won that event several times, but you fish it whether you're going to win it or not because it's just so fun.
It's a really cool time. Well, that brings us to the big thing, and that is what we are all so excited about. We've obviously been talking about it. I know you and I, it's all we talked about before the show came on, but it is here, and it's the big event. It's next weekend, and that's the seminar and sale that happens at Dana Landing, both with Johnny and Steve at the market, and then the fantastic open house displays, vendors, and killer seminars that you guys do. It is such a cool event the week before the Big Bay Bass Tournament, and I can't wait. So, again, we have been talking about it here, but give us a little rundown on some of the things that are happening next weekend at Fastlane.
Well, you got to have something for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I love to see those Groms skateboarding up with their, you know, their fishing rods or whatever. Well, those guys are are what's going to be the next generation of fishermen.
Absolutely.
So I like to connect them on kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. I think that's a great way to disguise your exercise with fun.
Totally.
And
easy access.
Yeah, and it's a lot like what Bart Hall used to say, or Fred Hall used to say. Fred would say, you know, the guy standing on the shore fishing is looking out at that little boat and dreaming
totally.
To get that boat. And then the guy in that little boat is looking at that skiff going out. And he called it two-foot-itis. But that's exactly what this is about. Is no matter where you're at, there's something for you at
totally.
This event. And we're going to have, you know, part of the event is the charity aspect. I think that Friends of Rollo and the CCA are two organizations that we need to support.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a raffle, and I've asked all the vendors that are on my side to donate stuff.
That's
and
awesome.
Brew Surf is donating a stand-up paddleboard, an inflatable stand-up paddleboard, and you can win it just by getting a raffle ticket.
Oh, awesome.
And there's tons of ways to get raffle tickets. Now, the other thing, you know, besides the winning stuff, I mean, I saw a Yeti cooler over at Steve's place. The Yeti cooler was one of those big ones.
Right on.
Expensive. Somebody's going to win that. Anyhow, to get back to what else there is seminars are huge for me.
Big time.
I think that it's so hard. The fishing is so dynamic now and so different that to really learn makes it more fun. And like we were talking about, even in years like certain areas are on fire and you want to go do that kind of fishing, but you got to learn about it.
Totally.
And what better way than to ask the pros?
And you guys do such a great job. Fastlane is such a cool venue to do that. You guys are like a big family, and that's what you do. You create, you know, you put you put everybody together. Like you grab all these pros that are buds and everybody that's wanting to learn. And that's what's so cool about this Bay Bass tournament and especially the seminar that you have for this weekend. You can be a guy who has had extreme success and go hear from a Corey or an Afrin or a Moyer, you know, or a Benny Florentino, and you can pick up one, like, really pro-style tip that could be a game-changer. Or you can be a father and son team that have fished the Bay Bass tournament a few times, or fished the Bay a few times, and want to get into the tournament for the fun and the shotgun start and the friendly competition, and really pick up some really good fundamental basics of learning how to fish the Bay and immediately increase your success.
Like, you know, if you're not getting better at something, it's not as fun.
You're totally right.
Every time you improve or you get, you know, a new way of doing something, it cracks me up. So I'll go to these we host a lot of, you know,
events. Yeah, seminars, you know, all the time. You guys do such a good job. That's why I'm so excited that you're the ones that host the big Bay Bass tournament.
And every time I'm listening to these guys, I learn something. Especially like Corey and Afrin and Matt.
Yeah,
Matt kayak fished for forever when he was a kid. I mean, now he's head chef of the La Jolla Country Club.
Yeah, right.
So he'll teach you how to cook them up too.
This is going to be a really, really cool deal. And so this particular seminar is fun because you have all these heads, Afrin and Benny and Matt and Corey, and it's hosted with Pete. Pete'll be kind of hosting the question part of it.
Pete makes it fun.
He does. Yeah. And helps move it through and helps keep the content flowing. And it is just it's all questions based on, you know, how to be a better successful. You know, and it's everything. It's from the basics to the advanced, and it's kind of for everybody.
So here's a formula. If you don't have a kayak, come buy one from me.
Yeah, right.
We have a great deal on kayaks that day. I mean, which we never do. You know, the next time we even have a discount, it would be at the boat.
Fred Hall.
Now, once you do that, come down to the seminar and listen to how to win that tournament from Derwin.
Yeah.
Derwin Chang. He's won all kinds of them. He's going to be there with his boat teaching how to connect the dots. How does a father and son get into the tournament? You go right down there and you ask Derwin, what do we do? How do we think about this? I mean, whenever I go and do something, I really want to know from a pro. Like if I go snowboarding, I want to go with somebody who's been to that place before so I know where all the good zones are. I don't want to get stuck in the flats.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to go fish San Diego Bay, who better than to come ask Derwin or any of those four guys? Another thing is you're going to be down there too, and you are a wealth of knowledge on that tournament. So I'm going to be on you to get me some questions to ask those guys.
Well, as you can hear, it's going to be an awesome show. There is so much to cover, and we haven't even scratched the surface. And I trust you, I'm going to get the story of Ron's 300-pounder out of him during the next couple hours, too. So much fun. So much fun fishing to talk about. The big open house, the Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. It is going to be an awesome show, and we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are we going to be having fun talking fishing and fast lane today, we are giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a brand new custom Anza fillet knife. Such a great prize, the highest end knives out there. You're going to get a custom Anza knife, a huge, huge prize, and we're really stoked and proud to get to give away such a great prize today. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great Anza knife, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ron, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great Bay Bass information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength tank boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, having a great time talking fast lane, talking fishing, talking fun. So, now, the Big Bay Bass Tournament is coming up 2 weeks. Obviously, next weekend is the big seminar and sale. The following weekend is the event. And, Ron, you are hosting or at least kind of putting up the prizes for the unique kayak division. So, the Bay Bass Tournament is kind of two tournaments in one. It's the private boat, you know, side of it, and then the kayak side of it. And there is some great prizes to be won, and lots of, you know, it pays down lots of spots. So there's a really cool opportunity to get to fish this fun event from the kayak.
Well, you're absolutely right, Ricky. I got to tell you, this club is one of, I mean, they're just, they're great.
Yeah, they really are.
They do so much for the fishing industry. They have all this infrastructure. I mean, they have more volunteers down there than I think there's fishermen.
Seriously.
And the food's great. And they roped me into this. They said, we used to have a kayak division, but it dried up. We don't have any sponsors. Would you like to do that? I'm going, what the heck?
It's made for Fastlane. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I can come alongside and invite all of my clients or anybody who has a kayak, any kind of kayak as qualifies. And so I put up some money for it to make prize money, and it helps the club. But the club generates a lot of, you know, for Friends of Rollo, for CCA, for all these things. In fact, the club will be down signing people up at our seminar.
That's awesome. I believe it's the last day to sign up is at the sale.
Right. And what a great time, because you'll know the weather. You can get signed up. You can meet some of the guys. Now, you can also, remember we were talking before the show, and what did I ask you about fish finders and stuff?
Yeah, you were talking about the importance of having good electronics in the bay, and it's...
And finding that zone.
Yeah, it's huge.
Where do you want to go down there, and you said the comment that just blew my mind, mowing the yard.
Yeah.
You
want to
go mow the yard a little bit, and I'm going, what? You want to go find an area and kind of get familiar with those rocks and things. And I know that Derwin is doing that.
Exactly.
And he's going to be at our seminar telling you, if you got a couple kayaks, you come down and say, hey, we want to get in this thing for the first time. Well, he'll teach you how not to be a first-time guy.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll roll into it, you know, for your first time, not being a first-timer. You'll have that info.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
You don't waste time. Let's go catch some fish. Go weigh them. It's really fun. You'll meet a ton of guys that do this all the time.
The thing that's so cool about this tournament is it's easy fishing. It's fun fishing that we've all done. And it only takes 3 bites to win the whole tournament. And
right.
that's what really levels the playing field a little bit. If you had to go out and, you know, in the old days, it was a 10, you know, in the beginning of that tournament, it was a 10-fish limit. So
holy
if you
mackerel.
Had to be able to catch 10 big ones, that takes a very particular skill set. And then it dropped down to 5, and then it dropped to 3. Well, 3 is a big deal because all of us can go out and catch 3, you know, nice bodies or 3 nice sand bass and be highly competitive in this tournament. And I love it. And then the atmosphere afterwards is so cool. Waiting
oh, yeah.
in line with your bag of fish and, you know, you're BSing with the guys in front of you. How'd you do? Oh, we sucked. Oh, we killed them. You know, and it's fun, you know, the friendly camaraderie and then the, you know, your name is up on the board and then it's not and it's ribbing your buddies and then the huge barbecue where everybody's talking about the big one they
lost.
Oh,
the food. I couldn't believe the food.
It's such a fun event and the fun has nothing to do with how high you placed or didn't place. It's just a cool camaraderie event and you're hanging with a bunch of guys and gals that like doing the same thing you do, fishing
well,
on a nice day.
And my guess is that if you do this formula, get a boat, get a buddy,
yep.
or get a kayak, go to our seminar, learn from that panel
exactly.
of guys.
Do what these guys are recommending.
And then go talk to Derwin about the strategy. Then we have a seminar about the Lowrance ambassador. His name is Zach. He's going to do a tutorial. Now, all I want to know is how to get my Hook 2.5
uh-huh.
to place that rock that I found after I mowed the yard.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
that term. and I want to be able to get back to that rock
yeah.
on that day and try to get those lunkers.
No doubt. I mean,
so if you've got a guy that'll show you how to work your fish finder at the seminar and a guy that'll show you how to strategize the seminar, you know, the tournament.
Yeah.
Come on. Show up.
I'm with you. Trust me, a lot of the guys on your panel are buddies of mine, and I would say some of the you know, bass fishing's absolute elite. I'm as much excited to see Zach's electronics seminar. I've never met Zach. I can't wait. You know what I mean? Like, to have a Lowrance pro, like, that's something that is not a strength in my game that I can't wait to get to pick up little things from somebody like that. And it's going to be huge. Like, there's so much for everybody at the sale. It's going to be a really cool day.
Right. And then the Salty Crew did a collab with the Coronado Brewery.
Right.
And for you guys that are over 21, they're going to have the new Salty Crew boat beer as part of the Salty Dogs, you know, which is that pulled pork hot dog that just sends me.
Yeah.
I don't know how a hot dog could taste so good. Anyway, we'll be doing that. And that's, you know, that's one of the things. Here you are, you know, being able to try the new kayaks, try a stand-up paddleboard. The Bixby Motor guys are going to be there to put motors on paddleboards and kayaks and try those. Yeah. And every time you go and do one of these booths or do a demo, you'll get a raffle ticket. So if you go around, all these guys to be there, it didn't cost them anything. They just had to donate some prizes to the big raffle for Friends of Rollo. So it's all a win-win situation.
So just by going, hanging out, tasting a cold Salty Crew beer, trying out a little demo on a kayak, or trying a demo with a Bixby motor on a paddleboard, you might also have a shot at winning some killer raffle prize.
That's right.
In addition to all the free info, free seminar, all of the vendors that are going to be down there displaying their wares, it's a really, really
and
fun
that
time.
Raffle goes to Friends of Rollo and CCA.
Love
two
it.
Places that I just think, I mean, two groups that really work hard to make our sport better.
And what's the cost for attending the seminar?
Oh, yeah, tons. Come down and eat a hot dog.
Yeah, that's the cost.
Yeah.
It's free. You come and hang out and enjoy all the goods.
Well, and you'll meet a lot of people that are like-minded,
yep.
which I can't tell you how many times I've seen guys go, oh, what do you got? You got a pro angler? Oh, I got a you're going to La Jolla? Hey, call me the next time you go.
Yeah.
Well, which helps you get your feet wet, literally.
Totally.
into another adventure. You know, here we are living in San Diego, the kayak mecca of the world.
Big time.
I mean, Derwin was telling me that there's all these lake kayak guys that fish in a lot at lakes, and they don't fish the ocean. And the ocean guys don't fish lakes.
Yeah, totally. There's very little crossover, it seems like.
Weird. His goal is to connect them both up.
That's cool. You guys do such a good job of creating a family at Fastlane. Like when you buy a boat from you and Debbie and the whole crew, you're part of that family, and you do such a good job of doing exactly like you say, connecting those guys and making you feel part and having seminars and sales and all these kinds of things. Like, you know, you're doing a lot more than buying a boat to go fishing on the weekend. Like you're just part of the whole crew.
Well, yeah, and that makes it more fun for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I probably should have sold real estate. But I've never had a real job. I just kind of, you know, surf, sail, fish, you know.
I love it.
The salty life.
Yep, it's a good call.
And being down at that little area with all that talent, I mean, next door, those guys at I mean, come on, I'm next door. And if you go in and talk to Bubba, Johnny, Nick, I mean, all those guys are excellent fishermen.
Yeah.
So I don't ever, whenever I go fishing anywhere, I walk next door and say, okay, what's the hot one?
Where I go, boys?
Yeah, what do I need? Where's the secret weapon?
Yeah, I love it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going for you. Again, if you want to get in on the fun, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Ron, but also your chance at winning that Anza fillet knife. Let's get it started. Jump into the phones and talk to Mark, who's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I just want to put a shout out to Ott Taylor and the Searcher. I went to their thing yesterday, the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And yeah, those guys put out a good spread, and they had some nice seminars. Yeah, it was really nice.
A great time celebrating 50 years of service for the Searcher, and what a cool event.
Wow.
And a cool way to do that, and just a testament to craftsmanship and to Art and his crew. I mean, 50 years of service, and, you know, Mark, you were there. The boat has literally never looked better, and, you know, just a cool celebration of fishing.
Yeah, and I got another question. What time does your thing start next week?
It starts with the radio show. I mean, Benny
will be doing a live broadcast.
Yeah, live broadcast right behind the market overlooking the bay. And, you know, I mean, when you can go and listen to Benny Florentino talk about, you know, calico fishing, come on, man.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Guy's the best.
It's going to be a great day. Yeah, Benny from Coastal Charters will be our guest, as well as, you know, we'll have Ron down there and Steve and Johnny, and we'll be pulling guys in, and it's going to be a really, really fun show. And it's definitely one of my favorites, just for atmosphere. You know, everybody's there and stoked and excited about fishing, and you'll see everybody setting up all their booths, and, you know, the Warbaits booth will be there, and the Fisherman's Processing booth will be there, and Salty Crew, and all the who's who. It's going to be a really fun time. So starting kickoff with the radio show, but then you have a kind of a timeline of events that will happen afterwards. Yeah, Ron?
Yeah, the what we're trying to do is to make it move around, and so in between things going on, you can go shop, and, you know, you can go talk to Corey Sandin about your favorite swim bait.
Right.
And, you know, my personal favorite is the Christmas tree color.
A lot of others.
I every time I go, I buy 10 and I use maybe 5, and I found a pile of them.
Nice.
Every time I buy them, I go to put them away and I go, oh, I already have 15. But you can't have enough of that color, especially if you go to Cedros Island. Now, from 9 to 10, we're going to get Zach doing, he's the Lowrance ambassador, and I got about 100 questions for him.
With my 75 questions, we should keep you pretty busy.
We'll keep Zach pretty busy. And then right at 10 o'clock, Pete's going to introduce all, you know, our four guys. And I know these guys personally for years. I mean, and these are the best fishermen. I mean,
this is great.
Just the strategies of how to catch that big calico at the kelp beds, or just fishing these little areas. I know Afrin has personally fished the bay for spotted bay bass for years.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows more about it than
him.
Same
with Moyer. Moyer's a fantastic bay. I mean, he's a fantastic angler, period, but a really, really good bay fisherman. Been fishing the bay bass tournament for years. What do you say about Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters? Like, it's a who's who panel you put together.
You should be formulating your questions now so that you can write them on that card. We can get them to these guys because we only have an hour. Cause that's going to go from 10 to 11. Then we've got Derwin, who's going to talk about how to win that tournament on a kayak. I said, Derwin, you win so many tournaments. I want you to give me your strategy so we can share it with new people to this whole program. And so that'll go, you know, right after we break up, probably 11:15. Now, there is a free lunch. And so if you haven't had a salty dog, that's a pulled pork put over a hot dog with coleslaw and a few jalapenos on it. There's nothing better. I don't know why it should not even be considered a hot dog.
Right.
It's like out of this world. And then there'll be, you know, the Salty Crew boat beer, that new boat beer they're making. So there'll be things to entertain you, and it'll be fun. But you're going to learn something, and you have a shot at winning that giant Yeti cooler, a Salty Crew package, a stand-up paddle
board.
Yeah,
like you said, every vendor that you invited kicked into the raffle, so lots of stuff going raffle off. And having the Traeger there makes for such a fun event when you're talking fishing and you got the smoke kind of blowing through the crowd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You start smelling the salty dogs going, and you have a Salty Crew cold one, and it's going to be a really, really fun event. I can't wait.
And it's a good time to go pick up some lures.
Cool.
I know all of these guys, like Corey has a great special on them. And Afrin does, so
yeah.
You can get these packages of the warheads. And
I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right that the sale part of things is huge. And I always take my hat off to Steve and Johnny for doing such a big sale, because they're doing it in a time of year that they don't need to. You know, like around the Bay Bass tournament is when that stuff sells itself. But they just want to hook everybody up that's fishing, and everything that you will be using for this tournament, as well as fishing all summer long, is on deep discount. Lead heads, swim baits, rods, reels, the whole nine. Like, those guys are providing an awesome sale for all of us. It's going to be a really cool day.
You know, another thing is Steve at the market is doing that where you join CCA and you get a gift card. I don't know the exact details of it. Do you know him, Ricky?
I don't.
But it's like he's paying you to join CCA.
Yeah, I love it.
You get
it.
A gift card worth more than what it costs to join or something like that. I'm going, you're going to do what? But he does. And he says it's because he wants to get this community
totally
involved with this, you know, I mean, who better to fight for our rights?
Yeah, there isn't. It's just a really fun day and a great time, Mark, and we're excited to have you come down and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the weekend. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great information. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay will host the 8th Annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale Sunday, January 19th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast, followed by the Ultimate Bay Bass Panel Discussion. Next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afrin Aboudin, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. Big discounts on the tackle you need. Even stuff that never goes on sale will be discounted one day only at Dana Landing. Over 20 different vendors will be on hand to answer your questions. Plus, it's your last chance to sign up for the Bay Bass Tournament, free lunch from Traeger, and sample the new Salty Crew beer from Coronado Brewing. Receive a $40 gift card when you join or renew CCA. Huge raffle with proceeds benefiting CCA and Rolo. It's one day only, Sunday, January 19th, and only at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here, talking fishing, talking fun with Ron Lane from Fast Lane. Again, if you want to get through, get on the fun, get on the action, and have your shot at winning a brand new Anza fillet knife. 833-288-0973 is how you make it happen. And we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard ring. Get it now at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
We're doing great, man. Talking fishing, having fun, wanting to know what's going on up at Dana.
Good stuff, man. Well, hey, this week, you know, some good fishing, even with the seasonal limitations going on. You know, half-day stuff, kind of starting off with that. We had some action both in the shallower water and then out in the deeper water, you know, with those tides that we had this week. Holy cow, those are some good ones.
Those big ones.
On that high part, we were able to get on the inside some of the stuff that sometimes is a little trickier to, you know, get a boat that draws 10 feet of water in there. So fish some inside tight spots, some good bass action in on some of those stones that kind of get overlooked and driven past on a daily basis. Good for January standards. You know, I'd say 58 to 59 degree water is kind of what we saw in there. But we had fish on both the live sardine, the swim baits, you know, all that stuff was getting bites. And then out a bit deeper in the 90 to 120 feet, you know, we had to relegate to some of that sinker fishing, some nice sand bass and some sculpin on some wrecks and stuff out there in that deeper water. The three-quarter day stuff, you know, we're primarily on that sculpin program. It's been very good this last week with fairly easy five fish limits on this stuff just about for everybody on the boat. The quality has been there, too. It's been very good quality sculpin. But the tried-and-true setup that we talked about last week, that swim bait on the dropper loop fished the best. You know, the 5-inch baits are working good, but the guys kind of upped the game and went to that 7-inch Viejos. And, man, some of the sculpin they're catching on that bigger swim bait have just been bruisers. There have been some real nice ones. So if you're coming fishing with us, come with a good assortment of swim baits and a couple heavy sinkers, and you should be good to go. And then after that sculpin thing, we've been getting what we need on that. We've been sliding into the beach, getting the anchor over in the kelp there, catching a little bit of bass and some of the sheephead and stuff that has to go back. And then just kind of finishing our day like that. So that's kind of it for us. Very, very easy fishing right now. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a phone call. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web. Link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, or check us out at danawarf.com. And as always, save a few bucks on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us. Use the code JAN, like January, JAN25, when you book online, and that'll save you 25% on one of those tickets.
Willie, your kind of rundown and tip of that sculpin rig with the dropper loop and the Viejo probably had more follow-up questions, like, you know, via our Instagram and things like that, than we have had in a long time. So that was a very good one that you doped everybody up with yesterday. And one of the questions that, like, came through multiple times was guys were wanting to know if you're tipping your lead head in swim bait with anything, or if you just like fishing just the bare rubber.
You can do both. You know, we've had the guys put a little strip of squid on there, but we've found that, you know, it really doesn't make any difference in the world. Doesn't make a difference. So just once it hits the bottom, give it a little shake, and it's been really good, because it's been able to, you know, let us fish this sculpin cleanly, not have to send back a whole bunch of rockfish. So
yeah,
it's been good.
We got a lot of great comments. Everybody was really appreciative of you sharing that one, and lots of questions about it. Well, Wooly, great job. Appreciate a great report. Sounds like still some great fishing to be had. We got nice weather in front of us again, so I see nothing but more of the goods. We appreciate the report as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks for the time. I'll talk to you later.
Wooly, appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call. And while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, want to remind you the brand new 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar is available right now. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, or at fishthesurf.com. Is there any other way to even check the tides than having the 2020 sport fishing calendar?
You got to have it.
It's the Bible. It's what we go by every time.
And it's so lucky, Bill called, you know, me and Jeff. I think we were doing the show together and from Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Uh-huh, sure.
And we got our own page. We finally got in the kayak.
Right on.
I'm so stoked. And so I called him up and said, hey, you got to be at our open house to sell those calendars.
And is he coming down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
No, he can't be there.
But representation in the calendars will be there.
Yeah,
great.
They'll be there.
Cool. Well, I think that I think we should spice up the raffle and put one of those 2020 calendars in there today.
Oh,
so,
the best.
Why don't we do that? So in addition to the Anza fillet knife that somebody's going to win today, we will also throw in one of the 2020 sport fishing calendars from Bill Varnay. So little extra bonus prize. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Dennis calling us from Linda Vista this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. It's another beautiful day in San Diego, that's for sure.
No doubt.
I can't wait till next week get out there with you. All your events are fun. I have a question for Ron. Ron, I have a mobility problem, and I'd love to get a kayak, but my concern is once I get in it, I might topple over in it. Is there any way we can customize them to put, like, a pontoon on it to stabilize it?
Oh, absolutely. No, that we call them the sidekicks. Mm-hmm. They're literally Amas and Akas that are inflatable. They look like little baby canoes, and they just stick right on to the sides in the back, and it's like you have a little trimaran. My oldest son's wife's grandfather.
Okay.
Now, he loved to be in the water, and he had one of those diseases that pretty much eat you alive. And we put those sidekicks on his kayak, and he could go out for hours by himself.
Man, that's awesome.
It was one of the joys of, you know, his life is being on the water. I mean, and he could do it. And we sell them a lot, and we have them in stock. They're in the Hobie catalog. You can come by and see them, or, you know. And, hey, the nice thing about this is, you can demo a boat, and those boats are so stable.
Yeah.
You may not need sidekicks. I mean, the Pro Angler 12, the Pro Angler 14, and the I-11 are all boats that are in that 36 to 38 inches wide, super flat bottoms, fast and easy.
And incredibly stable.
First thing I would do is try it. And you can come down any time and do a demo, and we'll work with you on this, whatever that can be, because there's nothing better. When I had my snapped Achilles tendon, that was the worst. I mean, for Ron not to be able to play is not good.
That's not happy Ron.
Not happy Ron. I understand what that wheelchair compliance thing is.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I would go out on my kayak, and I could pedal with that big cast on, and I could move around and fish. So that was, just ask my wife, that was a game changer.
That's what got you through.
Yeah.
That's a good call. It's very cool, and that just goes along with everything that we talked about Hobie. Like, they just find every scenario, and they find it. If that is your issue, and stability is just a thing, well, they got something for
well,
that.
Well, every year we do the Wounded, it's not the Wounded Warrior event, it's called the Summer Sports Clinic,
okay.
where we work with the VA, and they have teams of 20 guys come each day all through the week, and we put them in kayaks, and we go out and play football in kayaks. And some of these guys are pretty injured,
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, issues, but they want to get on the water.
That's
and
so
I mean, I watch wheelchairs and legs and all kinds of body parts being leaned against the fence, and they're out there in those kayaks. So we make it work, and there's several companies that specialize in adaptive, you know, thing.
Sure.
So don't let that stumble you. Get out on the water and go fishing.
That seems like another case where the Mirage 360 might make a benefit too. If you're not as, you know, as mobile, not maybe able to, you know, to lean and turn as much, you can pedal, you can dial, you can probably make docking a little easier if you're a little bit less agile. Like,
no, that 180 was the game changer.
Okay.
The 360 just took it to another level. So if you can get a kayak with a 180 in it, it's awesome.
And for those who don't know, what's the difference? What's a Mirage Drive? What's the 180? What's the 360? What's the difference between those?
So the original Mirage Drive, you pedal it just by pushing, not a bicycle motion. It's a very easy motion,
okay.
Simple, but you're just pushing it, almost like gym equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just pushing on this thing. And it's super easy because your legs are so much stronger than your arms. Usually you're walking around and you don't walk around on your arms.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the 180 came out, I mean, the standard Mirage Drive came out, was out for 20 years. When the 180 came out, I go, wow, okay, now we can go backwards. Do we really need that? Oh, I'll check it out. Well, I was fishing in Cedros Island at Boiler Rocks, mm-hmm. where these giant waves are breaking, and I knew those calicos were in where the foam is. So I'd get in there close and have to point my boat out. Well, my friend Chris, he bought a whole new boat just to take the 180 Mirage Drive out of it, took it to the island with him, plugged it in one of Jeff's boats. He just noses right into the Boiler Rocks, would hook up, and he would put it in reverse and back right out. I'm going, oh, now I see
game
why.
Changer.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and just little things, maneuverability, docking. I'm sure is nice.
Get into tight areas when
sure.
you're fishing at a structure, you know, around the docks or wherever. Or if you just want to put it in reverse and go with the current, so that as you're fighting the fish, your boat's staying away from the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of it's just a game changer.
That's cool.
And I think that would be something that the whole point of having our store on the water is so that you can try this.
Right.
I want you to come down. I invite you to come down to try these things. It may work for you. It may not, but at least you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I love it, and that's the beauty of it. You literally get to go to Fastlane. You take 20 steps, and you're out back in an easy launch, easy to try it. You can pedal everything around, and you can try the difference between an outback or a pro angler. You may have in your mind, like, this is the boat for me, but, you know, your staff will always, you know, recognize the situation. Hey, man, maybe you want to try this one. Maybe you're going to achieve the same goal, spend a little bit less money. Or, hey, you know, maybe I know you're thinking this route, but, you know, for you, the portability of an inflatable kayak might do you much better. And,
that's
you know,
right.
Or, hey, you yeah. know, with what you're trying to accomplish, you're going to be much better off spending a little more and getting a pro angler. Like, you've got a team.
I had that exact thing happen yesterday, Ricky. A gentleman and his wife, the gentleman's name is Morgan, and he comes in and he's got his wife with him, and they're going, well, we want to try the new Compass,
mm-hmm.
the Outback, and the Pro Angler. I can tell he's been reading
yeah,
it on the brochures.
He's
done
it
research.
Online, looking at
and
Instagram.
He goes, and he looks at me, can we do that? And I go, yeah, watch this. The boys all launch them all. We had all three of them in the water, and they just bounce back and forth between the boats.
So cool.
So they put a deposit down on two Outbacks.
Okay.
Then I get a call. they're having lunch, you know, if it's a good idea today, it's a good idea tomorrow,
right.
Lunch, you know, that gap in between
yeah.
the actual.
The take your breath lunch.
And yeah, exactly. And he calls during lunch and he says, no, I changed my mind. I want a pro angler and the Compass.
Okay.
So it ended up being that he tried all three of them.
Yeah.
And they initially thought one thing, and then they settled on the other. And
yeah.
I can't wait to see it when he, you know,
man, that's
when she,
cool.
when she goes, she goes, now I want a pro angler too.
I love it. Well, that's cool. Dennis, I appreciate the phone call very much. I think that, you know, you hear the answer. The best thing to do is just to come on down and try it and put the sidekicks on, see if it's the difference, see if you need it at all. And that's the beauty of Fastlane, is you get to try before you buy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. We got the man, the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're talking fishing, talking bay bass, seminar and sale next weekend, having lots of fun.
Yeah, I got, you know, the guy in Ocean, like a double digit.
Looks like we might be losing. you there, Gundy, a little cutting in and out on the cell service there.
Yeah, we had I had one of the guys in Oceanside told me one of the regulars lost a big double-digit halibut in the lagoon there on a kayak. And I'm sure you guys have discussed this, the landing of fish like in a kayak, the very, especially a big one, you know. So I told it left the flash in his hand, and the halibut got him. So it was one of those, you know what I mean?
Ultimate one that got away story.
The hand gap, and you got to make a big fish, hand gap, fish. Yeah, that's what I kind of do. But anyways, let's get to my my neck of the woods. Despite some wind and swell, still some good catches being made. The perch bite is improving overall. You know, we had a little wind and breeze and that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, those northern beaches are really shaping up. We also had some halibut catches this week, and then a good mixed bag bite on some of the reef beaches. The guys fishing on the bottom with squid or shrimp or something like that. But the big news, Rock Cod, Wiley's checked in a monster barred perch. 3-pound, 4-ounce.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Taking on a lug worm fished off Laguna. Ventura. And that was yesterday morning. What a tremendous fish. Ginny measured it herself. It was 17 inches long. So just try to imagine that.
Gosh.
That is a monster perch. You know, those, like I said, those Oxnard mature beaches shaping up, kicking out more and more of those quality fish. Big fish at Seal Beach reported limit fishing for perch, too. Most of the fish there were under a pound. The two big kickers there went a pound and a quarter and a pound and a half. Tough conditions slowed the halibut bite there. They had been getting fish along shoreline drive, but a lot of wind was in on the beach there. But two nice legals were taken at Bolsa Chica Inlet, and that's something to watch. You know, we've had a little uptick on the halibut catches there. Catch and Tackle reported good perch action off the stretch between the wedge and the piers. That's one of my areas I like to fish. Motor oil, root beer grubs are good there. Don't be afraid to use a little heavier sinker. It's kind of a steep beach there. And then Hogan's reported good perch action off South Laguna, Strands, and Salt Creek. You know, most those guys at Hogan's told me most of their fish rock out have been ranging from 6 to 10 inches. So put that next to that 17-inch perch, and you know why I'm all excited.
That's a monster, a slab of a perch, Gundy. Well, certainly some good fishing going on, and this is the time of year when you'll see a lot of cool catches like that. And, you know, you mix in stretches of nice weather like we're having right now. There's nobody on the beach. You kind of have the beach to yourselves as far as fishing. And you know, it may not be the days where you have, you know, 100 fish days, but certainly some time where you can really pick off some really nice ones.
You're right. It's like window fishing, you know. You get that weather, you just go with your instincts. And like you said, there's always nice catches. You know, in Wiley's, if you ever get by there in Malibu, they have a 4-pound, 2-ounce barred perch hanging on the wall that Fred Oakley caught back in the 70s. But just, you can stand and look at that one for a while like you're looking at a T-Rex in a museum.
I love it. Well, Gundy, great report, man. Sounds like there's some very good fishing to be had. And, man, we'll look forward to another great one next week. Again, with good weather on the horizon, I just see nothing but good opportunities. Hopefully we'll hear about another one of those monster 3-pounders. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks.
Great show.
Gundy, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a big block of your phone calls. If you want to get in on the fun and talk to Ron, 833-288-0973. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.